Welcome to the How to Build Cash Flow series. This is part one. What do successful real estate investors buy? That's today's show. Let's get to it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris. Welcome to the channel. This is where we talk about buy and hold real estate, the power of cash flow and creating passive income, buying performing assets. That's all we talk about here. We're not talking about the stock market. We're not talking about the bond market. We're not talking about any of that garbage. We are talking about buy and hold real estate, which is the number one way to build wealth, create cash flow, because cash flow is king. So many of you have written to me over the years wanting sort of a step-by-step strategy session on how to build cash flow. So that's what this series is all about. I'm super excited to bring it to you. So this is going to be part one, a high-level overview on exactly what successful investors buy. And so let's get into some of the nitty-gritty on that. Most people get so caught up in the idea of the adorable little bungalow, and it looks adorable, like a little place that you would want to live, maybe put a little flower garden out front. Right? You think that this is going to be neat with a little picnic bench outside and you can sit out there and sip your morning coffee. No. So let's talk about what real estate investors buy and what they look at. You might think, well, they're concerned about the property first, right? Do investors want a property that's beautiful and finished? Do investors want to buy something that they have to put $40,000 into? So do they want something that's beautiful? Do they want something they have to fix up? Do investors want, you know, residential or commercial property? That's a question, right? You think that that's a common first thought that maybe investors have. What about mobile home parks? Maybe that's what these investors are buying. Are they buying brick homes? Are they buying frame homes? I'm going to give you a few seconds. I'm just going to let that sink in and give me the answer. Do you think that that's what they're concerned with? We can play some music here. Play some nice little relaxing music while you think about it. Do investors care about the property? Do investors really care about the property? Think about it. You've got a few seconds left. I'm playing the role of Alex Trebek right now. Ding, ding. The answer is that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the property looks like, and it doesn't matter how beautiful it is. It doesn't matter what type of bricks it has. It doesn't matter what type of roof it has. All of those questions are secondary to the number one question. What they care about first is cash flow. The number one thing that an investor should care about is cash flow. Now, I can't tell you how many thousands of folks I've spoken to over the years, whether it's at conferences, at speaking engagements, on the phone with investors. And a common theme is that they don't know their numbers. They don't know their return on investment. They don't know the cash flow on the property that they've held for a number of years, that they inherited from their family, or that they bought first, they moved into, and they later then decided to keep and hold on to it. And yet the cash flow wasn't there. Again, knowing your numbers is incredibly important. So step one for a real estate investor is to focus on the cash flow. Step two, they then may care about the property. But I guarantee you, if you're a smart investor, most don't even give a rat's behind as to what the property looks like. They don't care if there are flower gardens out front. They care about the cash flow and the potential for cash flow. Now, there is one caveat. We can ring a little bell here for a caveat time. The only real time that that you'd focus on the physical property and you'd be concerned about, you know, maybe where it's situated, what it looks like in your determining factor, right? You know, the cash flow is great. And now you're wondering about the physical location of the property. The only time, the caveat here, is if you know that, say, Amazon is about to build a massive distribution center next door to your property. You own a 100-unit apartment complex, and guess what? Now Amazon is bringing a multi-billion dollar facility across the street. That's a different story. That's when the physical location plays a major role in this property. Or are you next to a giant oil refinery that's about to be built, which may be a great thing because it means employment, or it could be a bad thing because it could be, you know, black clouds and nastiness for your tenants. So those are really the only time. That's the caveat when we talk about the physical property. So What is the income stream? That's what a smart investor is focusing on. And if you ever watched my show, the episode was called Conversations with a Millionaire Landlord. Recently I bought, I think it was a package of 10 properties, and they needed a little bit of work. Now, some of the units had already been taken care of, but some of them needed a little bit of work. But I didn't care. That work is going to be taken care of at some point. When the tenant moves out, I'll go in there, put in some new carpet, update some countertops, put in the new water heater, et cetera. So I didn't care about that, but it was cash flowing, right? And I knew that this cash flow number was solid. Guess what? I never saw the properties. And guess what? I never plan to see the properties. The cash flow was so great that I just jumped on it. Now, Natalie and I just jumped on the deal. It made sense, right? So I didn't care that these houses, I want to show you a picture of these houses right now. If you're watching on the video, take a look at these houses. They're boring. There is nothing sexy about these houses. You know what? It used to be military housing. In fact, a lot of my new construction looks similar to this. They're solid, great properties, and they're not going anywhere. And they're not flashy, and they don't have adorable little shutters and a little flower box out front with a kitten sitting in there. They don't have a little latticework porch like they do in Savannah, Georgia, so people can hang out and throw handkerchiefs off the balcony or something. No, these are houses that look great on the inside and are great cash flow machines. Again, they're not sexy, they're boring, and that's what I like. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Oh, we like HelloFresh. We just ordered HelloFresh. It's a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite recipes step by step and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. Natalie and I were traveling, right? And she always gets a little panicked because she didn't have anything planned for meals when we got back. But we had ordered HelloFresh. We had enough meals when we got back from our trip that everything was prepared and ready to go. So what did I make last night for dinner?
He made not cauliflower. It was a sliced zucchini and sausage pizza.
Oh,
there was that our children did actually eat.
Did you eat it?
I did, yeah. And I just gave some to our babysitter as well because we were going out for the night and we were like, well, should we eat out together and just feed the kids whatever we can find in the freezer or should we? And then we're like, oh, no, actually, we have this HelloFresh. Let's eat as a family. So instead of you and I going out to eat, we decided that we wanted to eat this meal with our family and we all ate it. And then we left some extra for the babysitter.
Right. And there's a lot of flexibility with it, too. So you can choose the size of the family. So we chose five because we've got five of us now. Right. So we had, even though the baby didn't eat the pizza, well, she ate a little bit of the sausage, but, you know, you have the variety. You can choose classic, which is a variety of meat, fish, and seasonal produce. You can do the veggie plan, which is vegetarian recipes with plant-based proteins. Or you can, and then you can do the family plan, which is quick and easy meals with all the sort of yum-worthy flavor that the whole family will love. And they're all chef-curated recipes that change weekly. So the variety is different. When we did HelloFresh a short time ago, all the recipes are totally different, right?
So I think they are. Yeah. And you can choose different dietary restrictions if you wanted. You could have a vegetarian. You could have anything, really. You know, they sort of tailor it to what they think is healthy for you and good. And, you know, whenever you make something at home, it's always going to be 10 times better for you than whatever you can order in a restaurant full of sodium and sugar and all of that kind of stuff.
Well, it's great, too, because if you're traveling, you want to pause your account while you're away for weeks at a time and you're out of town. Like, we're going to be traveling this summer a little bit, so you could pause that time, obviously. So you don't have boxes arriving at your house. It's totally convenient. You can switch them up anytime you want. They're delivered right to your door in recyclable, insulated packaging. So it comes with the meat, all of the pre-measured ingredients, everything that's right inside that you can choose. HelloFresh makes it easy to cook delicious, balanced dinners for less than $10 a meal. No more time-consuming meal plans. Planning or grocery shopping, and takes about 30 minutes to make the recipes. So from zero to having pizzas on the table last night took about 30 minutes. Really great and a lot of time and a lot of fun too. I had my little girl like helping me, you know, slicing zucchini up too to make it. So you get the family involved and it's
a lot
of fun.
Well, I don't know that she's one.
Well,
she
I was,
knives.
Well, no, but I was slicing zucchini and she was eating them. So
that's anyway. Helpful.
Yeah, it was helpful. So anyway, we're a big fan. All you need to do is if you want to check out HelloFresh and
see what they have offer your family, just go to HelloFresh.com and use the promo code INVESTING30. INVESTING30. It's fantastic because when you use that promo code, you're going to get some added benefits. You're going to get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. All you need to do is go to HelloFresh.com and enter that promo code INVESTING30. That's INVESTING30, and you'll save $30 on your order. Check them out today that you can't lose. Thank you, HelloFresh.
So the big mistake, though, that people make is that they're buying or holding with emotion. So again, what are real estate investors buying? They're buying cash flow. You're buying into a business opportunity. Like those 10 properties. If you, again, watch the episode that I did, Conversations with a Millionaire Landlord, he had managed these properties himself. He wanted to retire to France. And I said, and we came to a great deal, and I bought them from him. And what I was buying was the business opportunity. I was buying the cash flow in these deals. And the cash flow was fantastic. And that's what I try to do in all of my deals. So I wasn't buying, again, the adorable nature of all of this. I was buying the cash flow. And so the big mistake that people make is either buying or holding with emotion. So they're not buying. So you never want to buy with emotion. And you never want to hold on to something because of an emotional attachment. So I'm going to give you a little story here of a very nice young couple. I talked to them a few years ago on the phone. They had purchased a property. It was their first townhome they purchased, and they held on to this property. They lived in it for a number of years, and it was in a great area, in an appreciating area, so an A-class neighborhood. They had held on to this property, and they'd moved. They knew that they were going to have a child soon, so they needed more space, and they moved about 30, 40 minutes away. Great. Good for them. But they held on to this property because they thought eventually that it would cash flow. So we got into the numbers. When I was on the phone with them, we got into some of the numbers. And I started asking them some uncomfortable questions. Now, what are the taxes on this property, which they hadn't accounted for in their return on investment number? In fact, the first question I asked them was, what is your return on investment on this property? And I could see them probably both on the phone, on speakerphone, just like looking at each other like, I don't know. And it was adorable. Hey, fine, right? You got to learn sometime. But they didn't know the return on investment on the property that they were holding on to. And once we started going through the numbers, I could tell immediately that this was not a good deal. I could tell you, if it were my property, I would immediately be calling a realtor and getting that thing sold. Because now the cash flow that they have from that property was terrible, but the appreciation and the equity position they had in that property, they could 1031 exchange that and roll that into 3-4 rental properties that were going to produce cash flow, a high ROI. So they didn't know. And I asked them, I got down to the bottom of it, and I said, can you guys just tell me why you realize you're in the negative on this property? You're not making, you thought you were making even 2%, you're not. You're losing money on this deal every year. And I said, why are you holding on to this property? And it was emotion. It was emotion. I'm holding on to this property because we have an emotional attachment. It was our first place together. We bought this first place together, and we didn't want to give it up. And we thought in about 15 years when we pay it off, it will be a good deal. It will be a good deal in 15 years. I don't buy deals that are going to be a good deal in 15 years. I want a good deal today, and I want it to improve to be even better in 15 years. But I want the numbers to be solid today. That's what real estate investors buy. Savvy real estate investors don't give a rat's behind about the house. In fact, smart investor doesn't even care about repairs. We're going to get to that in another video coming up here. And you're going to say, what? Repairs? Because I'm going to teach you about repairs and the value of a tax shelter. Again, when I bought those 10 properties, I knew that there a bunch of them were going to need some upgrades. The tax shelter that you're creating with buying real estate is phenomenal. So we're going to get into 4 key areas that real estate investors make money in the next video. But in this first video, I wanted to talk at a high level about what real estate investors buy. Again, they're going after cash flow, monthly cash flow. I heard a great quote once which said, you know what? No matter what I do, I can only be broke for 29 days out of the year. Because when that clock resets at the start of the new month, the cash flow from my investment properties flows back in again. And I love that idea, right? The idea that monthly cash flow can regenerate itself, because that's what it does, right? That's what a smart investor understands, is that no matter what you're doing, no matter where you're traveling to, if you decide to go to Italy for the summer, guess what? That cash flow is going to be coming into your bank account from your tenants and your properties that are managed by somebody else. That's the beauty of real estate. That's the beauty of cash flow. We're going to walk you through all of the mechanics of cash flow, how to find properties, the tax shelter, the tax benefits, depreciation, all of those things in this video series. We're going to dive deep. So make sure you have a pencil and pen out. We're going to talk about all of the ways in which I've built wealth and all of the ways that my mentor has built wealth and taught me many, many years ago. So stay tuned. Please click on the next video. And if you're not already a subscriber to our channel, please hit the subscribe button. And we'll be back here with another episode soon. We publish content multiple times per week in order to help you go out there. Take action. That's all it is. When you take action, things move. Things move in a direction of your goals. Take action. Become a real estate investor, everyone. It's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you back here next time.